Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn Maseches Brachos. Today we're going to be learning Parakhes Mishnah Gimel and Parakhes Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction to Parakhes Mishnah Gimel, just a quick reminder from the previous Mishnah, Parakhes Mishnah Beis, where we learned the halacha that even though normally when it comes to tumah, when it comes to impurity, we go from an afa tumah to a rishon tumah to a sheni tumah, right? There are levels of a tumah that if something comes into contact with an item, it generally goes down a level of tumah. But when it comes to a liquid, when it comes to wine, when it comes to water and so on, those things don't go down a level, they maintain, they stay at a Rishon L'Tumah, which means that they have the ability, once they become a Rishon L'Tumah, to be metame other things, to make other things tame. So it says our Mishnah, another Machlokas, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Mekaneach Yadav B'Mapa, that when a person is drying his hands after Amud Tehillas Yadayim, he should dry it with a towel, Umanicha al HaShulchan. And then says Beis Shammai, he should take that towel that's wet with the water that he just dried his hands with, Umanicha al HaShulchan, and put it on the table. Ubeis Hillel, Omrim Beis Hillel says, no, al HaKeses. Says Beis Hillel, don't put that wet towel on the table that you're eating on, rather, put it on the cushion, on the chair that you're sitting on. Why? What's the difference? Why is it a machlokas about whether you should put the towel on the shulchan, on the table, or on the cushion? So according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to use a table for eating that is tameh. And therefore, if you're allowed to take your wet towel and put it on the table, because the table's not tameh, and if the table's not tameh, then it won't make the towel, it won't make the liquid tameh. So says Beis Shammai, because your table's never going to be tameh, never going to be impure, so too you can take your wet towel and put it on it. But according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use a table that is tameh, and therefore don't put your wet towel on it, because then what's going to happen? You're going to make the liquid, the water on the towel, tameh. And if you make the water of the towel tameh, then that's going to be metameh. It's going to make your food tameh as well. So it's really a machlokas about whether or not you're allowed to have a table that's tameh. Beis Shammai says you're not, and therefore it's not a problem to put your towel on the table. But according to Beis Hillel, you are allowed to have a tameh table, and therefore you should not put your towel, your wet towel, on the table. Rather, you should put it on the chair. You should put it on the cushion. Now we are continuing Parakhas Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction to Parakhas Mishnah Dalet, we are going to learn a little halacha, that, or a minhag, I should say, that some people may be familiar with. It could be what you may see this in your own home. You may see this perhaps sometimes if you go somewhere for a Shabbos meal, for a Yontif meal. There is a minhag or halacha, depending on how you want to look at it, called mayim achronim. That right before benching, you'll sometimes see people go around and they wash their hands, they put some water on their fingers. Why do we have this minhag of mayim achronim? So there are really two reasons given in the Gemara. There's really two reasons given for this minhag. Reason number one is that it's appropriate to clean your hands before benching. We're about to make a bracha thanking Hashem for the amazing food that He gave us. It's appropriate, if there's still food on our hands, that we clean our hands a little bit with the water that goes around the table. The second reason given for Mayim Achronim is what is commonly referred to as Melech Sedomis, as like this salt from Sodom, that the Gemara brings down, that there was a Sodom that would be on this Melech Sodom, this salt of Sodom that would be on people's hands, and Chas V'Shalom, it could actually make a person blind. So before benching, people would wash Mayim Achronim to get rid of this salt, to get rid of this danger of possibly having this Melech Sodom, this salt on your hands. Two reasons for Mayim Achronim, and that's what we're going to be discussing in this Mishnah. Another point that we should just know before we begin the Mishnah is that there's actually an issue. You're not supposed to destroy any bread or really any substantial food that's more than a kezias. Any food that's more than a kezias, that's more of an olive, a little bit larger than an olive, that you cannot do. If it's less than a kezias, then it is generally fine. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Mechabdin es habayis. You should sweep the floor, clean the table, and so on. Once you're done eating, the acher kach notlin leyadayim, and then only afterwards should you wash my machronim. Beis Hillel says no, notlin leyadayim. First, wash my machronim, Then afterwards, you can sweep, and afterwards you can clean and get rid of all of the crumbs, all of the pieces of bread. What's the machlokas? Why does it matter? Why is it a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether you should sweep first, but then wash by macharonim according to Beis Shammai, or according to Beis Hillel, first wash your hands and then sweep? What's the difference? Why do we care? So according to Beis Shammai, the assumption is, and try to follow along if you can, according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to have a shamish. In the olden days, they used to have a shamish, some sort of a waiter that would help clean. Sometimes you'll see this nowadays as well, that you'll have someone certainly to help clean the meal. But according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to have a shamish. You're allowed to have a waiter who is an Am Haaretz. And therefore, if you're allowed to have a waiter who's an Am Haaretz, he doesn't know this halacha that you can't destroy bread or food that's more than a kezias. So what might he do? He might have left all these little pieces, all of these pieces that are bigger than a kezias, he didn't clean up properly. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, mechab din asabayis, get rid of all these pieces. Make sure that all these pieces that are bigger than a kezias are gone or not there. And then, no din la'adam, then you'll wash hands, because otherwise, what are you going to do? You're going to pour the water, and it's going to ruin all these pieces of bread. And you're not allowed to ruin pieces of bread. So according to Beis Shammai, mechab din asabayis, first get rid of all these pieces that are possibly larger than a kezias. And then you'll wash your hands, and then there's not going to be a concern of Chas V'Shalom destroying any of this food. We should just remember that it's important for us that when there's food, that it's Hashem's, it's a gift from Hashem, and we should take it seriously. We shouldn't waste food, we shouldn't destroy food, we shouldn't play with food in a disrespectful way, we should treat food with respect. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says no. Notan La'idam, according to Beis Hillel, you're only allowed to have a shamish. You're only allowed to have a waiter who is somewhat of a Talmud Chacham, who knows basic halachos. Therefore, says Beis Hillel, the guy knows. The shamish that you have knows the halacha. He knows that you can't destroy food, and he got rid of all of the pieces of bread that are more than a kezias. And if he got rid of all the pieces that are more than a kezias, then just wash your hands right now. And says Beis Hillel, wash your hands right there. You're not going to destroy any food. So get rid of, first note on La'idam, according to Beis Hillel, first wash your hands. And okay, if it gets a few pieces that are less than a kezias, it's not a problem. And afterwards, you'll clean up. Why, according to Beis Hillel, do you have to clean up? Because still, you shouldn't, even if there are crumbs that are less than a kezias, you're still not allowed to step on them. It's okay to pour water on them, but you still shouldn't step on them. So we had a machlokas in the Perekhes Mishnah Gimel between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding where should you place the towel. And that was ended up being a machlokas. And ended up being a machlokas about a shulchan, about a table. Can you use a table that is tameh or not? And then we had a machlokas in our Mishnah Perekhes Mishnah Dalid regarding whether you should sweep and clean the pieces of bread first, or you should wash my machronim first. And that ended up being a machlokas regarding a shamish, and the shamish of whether a shamish has to be a Talmud Chacham, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel, or whether he can even be an Am Haaretz, a regular old guy. Have an amazing day.